and this is The Science Show on RN. Your Steve unfolding.
We have evolved, we were created. We have evolved, we have evolved.
Steve is a name to conjure with for Eugenie Scott, as you'll hear. She also likes Stephanie. She was at the AAAS in Vancouver, representing the National Centre for Science Education.
The National Centre for Science Education, for about 25 years now, has tried to help teachers and scientists and parents and other people keep evolution in the public schools and see that it gets taught and not various kinds of creationism, or that evolution not be qualified or denigrated in some way, that it just be taught as straight-up science.
And the standards are scientific evidence?
We go along with the consensus of the scientific community. And what kindergarten through 12th grade teachers should be teaching is what scientists agree with. K-12 teachers are not in the business of doing science themselves. They have to depend on what university and professional scientists conclude from the evidence, from their research, is the best explanation for the time. And right now, the best explanation in biology is that living things had common ancestors. The best explanation from the physical sciences is that the planet's getting warmer and people have a lot to do with it.
But why have you now taken on climate science?
We've been hearing more and more from teachers and people who work with teachers that just like they get pressure against the teaching of evolution, so also are they beginning to experience pushback on the teaching of global warming. So we've had a lot of experience helping teachers with this, quote, controversial issue of evolution, controversial in the public, if not in science. And we thought we could maybe use some of that expertise to help them with this other, quote, controversial issue.
Now, you made this decision quite recently. How's it been going?
We just announced it, as you say, less than a month ago. We've added a new member of our board of directors, a climate scientist named Peter Glick, who is a water resources specialist. And we've added a new staff member to NCSC, Mark McCaffrey, who is a climate science educator of over a decade of experience. So we are gearing up. Mostly what we're going to try to do is get the word out that if you are a teacher having problems teaching climate change, global warming, let us know. We can hopefully help you resolve these problems and get back to teaching good science.
Where is the pressure coming from on the schools and teachers?
We began noticing about 4 or 5 years ago that state legislatures would be introducing legislation where the teaching of evolution was supposed to be qualified in some way, you know, teaching all the evidence, which means teach creationism, right? And they were bundling evolution with global warming. So teachers were supposed to teach all evidence or treat evolution and global warming as controversial issues. And that sort of got us interested in trying to keep our eyes and ears open for reports of teachers getting pushback for the teaching of global warming. And the reports are coming in. We've already had 3 calls from school districts or individual teachers, one from a parent, one from a teacher, one from a school board, actually all 3 levels, where some advice on handling climate change was requested from us. So staff is working with those people now.
How do you handle the fact that there is indeed a vast amount of information and maybe on certain aspects of climate change, varied opinion?
What you find if you look at the science literature and if you look at the survey research of the attitudes of scientists, you find that there is very, very high agreement among scientists, over 90% agreeing, yes, the planet's getting warmer. There is comparably high agreement that, yes, human beings have had a lot to do with it, the increase of CO2 since the Industrial Revolution, etc. When you survey climate scientists, the one who are actually doing research in these areas, you find that the percentage is in the high 90%, 96, 97%. So I think that's pretty good evidence that there's a scientific consensus out there. Now, all the details, of course not. Science is all about refining your explanations. But those kinds of details about climate science are generally not what a high school or middle school teacher is going to be teaching. They're going to be teaching the basics. But the basics, that the planet's getting warmer, CO2 is important, human-generated CO2 is a biggie, those are the kinds of things that teachers are getting pushback on. And they need help in knowing how to deal with that kind of pressure, and we think we may be able to help them.
If I was at a school in the United States, and I put up my hand and I said, teacher, Why is there no candidate on the Republican side who takes climate change seriously as an issue, as you've described? What would your answer be?
Well, there was one. There was John Huntsman, who actually accepted evolution and accepted climate change. So, in all seriousness, we're trying very hard to help people understand that this is a matter of good science education. It's not a Democratic versus Republican thing. There is actually an organization of Republicans for climate science. I mean, there are, just as there are green Christians as well as Christians who oppose evolution, there are green Republicans as well as Republicans that oppose climate change. The issue seems to be more conservative political ideology and conservative economic ideology, as you find among the American libertarians, where the belief is that climate change can't be happening because if it is happening, then the consequences of that will require more centralized governmental control or economic control. There's a variety of beliefs out there. So the tendency for people who are very much against centralized government or government control of the economy in various ways to deny climate change. They'll often frame the issue that nobody's going to tell me what kind of car to drive. You know, so it gets all tied up with American individualism and all sorts of stuff.
I'm going to replay something that was put together by David Fisher, who's the producer of The Science Show, and his choral mates. And it's the Steve song. Now, I see you've still got a Steve T-shirt. Finally, would you explain what the Steve T-shirt's all about?
Oh, I'm so pleased that you are going to reprise that fine performance. Project Steve, which is what generated that wonderful quartet, is a elbow in the ribs, so to speak, that we did a number of years ago when we got so annoyed at the creationists for coming up with lists of scientists doubting Darwin. And the intelligent design guys came up with 100 scientists doubting Darwin, and we thought that was really dumb. So we got 200 scientists to attest to a statement about evolutions, and all of our scientists were named Steve. So Project Steve went up from there, and I tell you, Robin, this is the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, we had a lot of fun poking fun at the creationists with, you know, because we had twice as many scientists just with one knee. I mean, everybody got the joke, right? But then word spread, and people kept coming, Steves and Stephanies kept coming in over the transom. And pretty soon we had 400 Steves, and we had to do a new T-shirt, right? And then we had 800 Steves, and we had to do a new T-shirt. And now I'm very proud to say that a year or two ago we acquired the Kilo Steve. We now have over 1,000 Steves supporting evolution, and I must tell you that the 1,000th Steve is the distinguished botanist from the Tulane University Botanical Garden, Steve Darwin.
How appropriate. And you have no thoughts on the lists of other so-called scientists who think that climate change is crap?
There's a list that keeps getting bandied about. It's 30,000 scientists collected by a group up in Oregon, which basically is a guy and his son. It's not exactly a real science institute, but the OSI, the Oregon Science Institute, list of 30,000 scientists. When you examine that list, it becomes considerably less than promised. A quote, scientist quote, is anybody who has a bachelor's degree or higher in something related to science. So there's actually a rather tiny percentage of this 30,000 people who are actual real climate scientists. So it's not a very impressive list. Lists of scientists attesting to one or another scientific theory is kind of a dumb idea, because that's not how we do science anyway, that I've noticed. You know, you go out, you do the research, you test your explanation, the explanation works or it doesn't, you reject it, you corroborate it, you build up your explanation. And that's how we decide whether a scientific explanation works or not. We don't do it by just attesting and who has the longer list of scientists supporting or not supporting an idea. These lists are silly.
Eugenie Scott, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's so good to see you again.
We have evolved, we have evolved. We have evolved. We have evolved.
The Steve Song with David Fisher and Jeff Sermay. And I was talking to Eugenie Scott at the National Center for Science Education in the USA. And did you notice the name she mentioned? Peter Gleick. Now helping them at the center is probably the same fellow who was involved with those papers from the Hartland Institute in the news last week. Eugenie will be here in Melbourne in a few weeks' time. And this is The Science Show on RN.